Have you ever had an idea that kept coming to you? Have you started out well and not followed through? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Then it's time to do it. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I'll have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with Somebody Needs You to Do It. As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, a devotional style study, you receive tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? I was sitting at my computer trying to decide whether to host the event again. Should I even host any event again? I tried before, but I didn't get the results they promised. In fact, it was an enormous failure. I felt like a failure. Even though part of me wanted to try again, there was a part of me that was afraid to try. Why should I try again? Can you relate? One of my coaches would have said, because God asked you to. When I heard a preacher say this, it ministered to me. Luke 19:31-34. And if any man ask you, why do you lose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord had need of him. Maybe the reason the idea to do a book, a podcast, start a business or a ministry, or go for that promotion keeps coming up for you is God has a need for you. He needs you to do this thing. Somebody needs you to do this thing. He is asking you to do it. So what are you going to do about it? First, you identify what is keeping you stuck. Be honest about it. Next, deal with the fear, hurt, disappointments, or whatever is holding you back from taking action. How do you deal with those things? You go to the Word. Acts 3:19. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. As those thoughts come back to you, talk back to the devil. If he says, what if this or that thing happens, what are you going to do? Well, that's not in my hands right now. I have cast that care on the Lord. He cares for me. Unfortunately, it's not a one and done project. The devil will come back again. You just need to be prepared when he comes. The enemy came after Jesus more than once. Each time Jesus responded with a word, it is written. And we can go to God and we can ask him, Father, I know you have more for me, but I'm afraid. I don't want to be afraid. So I cast fear on you, knowing that you care for me. Since I know the devil will come back to tempt me to fear, I find a few scriptures. So I have my it is written. Psalm 56:3-4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It's time to step out of the same old, and do what somebody needs you to do. I help successful Christian women of faith go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck, doing the same old thing day in, day out. She is stuck in her comfort zone, knowing there is more God has in store for her. and also she is ready to do her part. Are you ready to move and do what God called you to do? Someone needs you to do it. Do you need some encouragement and help in this area? Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com and write, "Somebody." We can get on a call to discuss your next sweet spot. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week and think about areas in which you are stuck on the same level. Set aside time to answer questions in this podcast. Take time this week to meditate on those scriptures. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, and I'll be here every Monday motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Destiny. Hi, Destiny. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you. In Jesus' name.